Hey everybody, I'm glad to welcome you to Providence Presbyterian Church on Youth Sunday. Please pass around the brown pew pads and leave your name and information so we can greet you after the service. Now, I believe Pastor Dave has some announcements.
Thanks, Jamie. It's great to see you all on this Youth Sunday. It's going to be a spirited morning as we're led in worship by our children and youth and as we thank all those who've been working with them during this year. A couple of quick announcements on today, which is a big day for our congregation. Immediately following the worship service, we will not have coffee hour as usual. Instead, we will all en masse go to the front yard, just right out the front doors, and take a huge PPC church picture. It's a one-time picture. We're going to try and take everyone who's here because our 25th anniversary is coming up this week. So please join us for a very brief photo shoot on the front lawn right after the service. Immediately after. Thank you. Yes. I hope to see you all there immediately after the service. Immediately following that, we're going to head down to Pitt Park, which is on Hope Street, and we're going to have a family picnic, a PPC all-church picnic down at Lippitt Park on Hope Street. It's BYOP, bring your own picnic. So bring your food and some chairs to sit in, a blanket to sit on, and we're going to have some games, and we're going to have a lot of fun down there. Dell's Lemonade will be out. It'll be a great time. So following the church picture, go to the church picnic. Thanks. And Pastor Chris has some announcements.
Many thanks to all of you who volunteered for the outreach activities that we've had going through June. We had three events this week, Bike and Build, the Pride Festival, and our monthly Camp Street. And into more coming up as we head into the summer. So please keep a watch on the Mission Bulletin Board or the Facebook Community Connections page. And this week, a group from the Presbytery will be going out to help with the Springfield tornado recovery. A number of homes are still trying to remove tree limbs. So we are particularly looking for people on Wednesday to go there who have maybe chainsaw experience, even if you don't have your own chainsaw with you. And also, we're exploring the possibility of doing putting together a Saturday, because many of us aren't available next Wednesday, but putting together Saturday the 2nd of July. If you are interested in being part of that, talk to me, and we'll get it moving. And many thanks to all of you who are volunteering to reach out into the community in many ways.
Next Friday, June 24th, at 7 p.m., there's a youth video game night at the Bureaus in Barrington. So talk to Edward Lee if you need information or a ride. And also, next Sunday, the 26th, is the 25th church anniversary celebration in worship with Pastor Joe Miller preaching. There will be a special coffee hour to follow downstairs with a timeline of church events. Please bring a finger food from your culture to share. And also following that will be the first Sunday fun day for youth at my house, the Coopers. And that's all the announcements I have. Are there any more? Come on up.
So I just have a brief announcement about a Burundian or Rwanda cultural celebration at St. Michael's on July 2nd. I'll put this up on the Mission Bulletin Board, but the Entendere family, the Burundian refugee family that we have been working with over the past 3 or 4 years, they asked us to share this information, and I went a few years ago, and it was just a fabulous celebration. So I'll put this up on the Mission Outreach Bulletin Board, and hopefully we'll have some folks from here attending Burundian and Rwandan Celebration Day.
Any more announcements?
Really?
We are all worshipers of an awesome God. Come and humble yourselves before him in worship.
We'll be led this morning in all of our songs by the worship band and the youth. So you're invited to stand as we sing together, "Our God is an Awesome God," and "Humble Thyself."
Psalmist writes, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out all my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." So now let us pray in confession, first silently and then together. Now let us pray together. God of love, forgive us for the wrong we have done and for the good we have left undone. We have messed up so many times and we come to you to say we're sorry. Help us change the way we live, the hurtful words we use, the mean thoughts we have, and the wrong actions we take. Forgive us and set us on the right path once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please remain seated and in a spirit of confession as we sing together our song of confession, "Amazing Love."
I'm accepted. You are condemned.
Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" We are forgiven.
Could we have all the godly play and we believe kids come up forward at this time?
Bye. Praying congregation, and now is the time for joys and concerns.
We have special guests today. Reverend Ralph Houck, his wife Joan, and his daughter are here from Western New York State, and they were here in the 70s. I was too. I don't think too many of you were. But please introduce yourself and say hello to them after the service.
Any other?
I'm really glad to be back after being in Spain for the last 2 weeks. Just coming here and being back with my community, you know, makes me realize how really special we all are together. And just good to be home.
I'd like prayers for my grandfather, who was just diagnosed with liver cancer and has only 3 to 6 months to live.
Good morning, sisters and brothers. Praise the Lord. I tell God, thank you for last week. Last week, Sunday, something happened to me. But my father with my side, the tower they called the ambulance, it was Sammy, Lord. So I tell the sister, I said, brother, I tell you, thank you. Tell God, thank you, what you do for me last Sunday. I tell the members, thank you for your prayer, for your support. Because I don't know what wrong. Why I left here, they put me in the machine. From 5 o'clock, they can't find nothing. They can't find nothing. I said, Father, the heart, it belongs to you. And I'm in a church. And the Satan coming to come grab me, they can't make it. Because you were with me always. He said, when you will say the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will be our comforter. Our teacher, but our everything. So, Father, when I call your name, you read by my side. I know that. So I said, you don't thank you. You know where you've taken me from. Long way before I reach America. I surrender my whole entire body to you because you made me. You know where inside. And you will be. You are my doctor. You are my savior. You are my provider. I tell you, thank you, Father, for your blessing, for your favor. Father, I tell you, thank you. I say, watch me. Always must be in my heart. I tell you, thank you, Father. I tell the doctor, they thank you for the in the church. I tell Pastor, thank you. Everybody, the children, everybody. Because your prayer through in it, they come. I reach there, they do it well. They say, I will with you always.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. When I want to say, I want to say, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I have a joy to share with you for having another grandson. Another one was born on Thursday, 2 days ago. His name is Jude. So I praise God for that, and I'm still praying for him, and I urge you to pray for him too, that he may grow to be a God-fearing man. And since he's named after one book of the Bible, the shortest book, I believe, in New Testament, or in the whole Bible, Jude, J-U-D-E, I'm believing, I don't know where the parents got this name from, but I'm believing that he will be a God-fearing man, and he will grow to serve God. Amen?
Amen.
So, my daughter is going off next week for a 5-week summer program, so I pray that she goes there and has a great time and meets lots of new people and so forth, and that we won't miss her too much, that Jonik won't enjoy it too much, and particularly pray for the dog, who definitely will miss her too much.
I'm very thankful to God that my father's doing a lot better after his bypass surgery. It was kind of touch and go for a while, but he is kind of back on the road to doing well. And I appreciate your prayers as I finish up my last couple weeks with my job at the International Institute.
Ask for prayers for my grandson, Zachariah, who has cerebral palsy.
I want to share the good news that my parents, Eckhard and Brigitte Weber, are here from all the way from Germany and are visiting us for 2 weeks. Thank you.
I have a joy. Last week, Pastor Chris had kind of announced a movie premiere that was coming up. I'm happy to say it was last night, and it was well attended by a lot of people, over 400 people. People came as far as from Washington, D.C., Virginia, Boston, New Jersey, New York. And it's by the grace of God that everything was a success. I'd like to thank God. I'd like to thank Pastor Chris for being there, and Andrew, and also CJ for your time, donations, and Ed for making it newsworthy enough to appear in the journal entertainment section. So thank you all, and as a church body, I'm thanking everyone. My family, my fellow Ghanaians, Liberians, Nigerians, all of you that helped to make it a beautiful event. Thanks.
Just prayers for my sister, who announced that she is 10 weeks pregnant this week, so her and I get to go through it together. And also prayers for her and her husband as they go through a lot of transitions over the next few months.
Would also like to keep in prayer this morning Dan Blackford and his family. Dan lost his father on Thursday night and is down in Florida with his brothers during this time. His father would have been 98 on Tuesday. Let us pray. In the beauty of this day, O Lord, we give thanks for the blessings of our lives. They are many. For family and love, for grace and enthusiasm, for fathers of strength and support and witness to your grace and love. We give thanks for the energy of this Youth Sunday and the community that you are building in our midst even now. We know that all these blessings are from you, O God, you who have created us and will the best for us. Help us to seize the opportunities before us and to give thanks in all times and places for what you are doing in our midst. We give thanks, O Lord, this day for the joy of travel and opportunities and for the home that this provides for folks. We give thanks for Sally's presence back with us, for the Webers with us, for the Houck family after many years. Lord, you have been at work in our midst in so many different ways. We ask your blessing on the joys that we have listed this morning, for they are many, they fill pages. For the Smanek and Walker families in the joy of Kate's marriage this week, for Anne's opportunities, for this new grandson for Mary, Jude, bless him as he grows. We pray, O Lord, knowing that even as many of us rejoice in these days, we walk with those who sorrow in our midst. For the pain of loss of loved ones and uncertainties of future, we pray for Dan this day, for Diane's grandfather in this new diagnosis of cancer and these weeks and months to come. We pray for in thanksgiving, O Lord, for your healing hand upon our world, for Beatrice and her presence with us this morning, the witness of her life and ministry here, for those who attended to her last week. We thank you for healing for Jim, and we lift in prayer this day those who need a special touch of your healing, for Judy Ward, for Zechariah, for Jim and his continued recovery, and for Keith in this time of transition as he leaves the International Institute. We pray, O Lord, as well as for ourselves in this community, for our world, particularly in these days of decision in our state for budget and leadership, nationally and internationally for places of war and destruction, that justice and peace may rule. We pray for our brothers and sisters responding to need in the Springfield area, for the tornado outreach there, for the storms of this recent weeks in Providence itself. We continue to lift up those who struggle with recovery and unemployment. May they be encouraged to ever turn to you as we seek to encourage them, that we may all not lose hope. Guide us, we pray, into deeper paths of discipleship, that we may know and serve you in the manner of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
This year, we have had 23 wonderful people who have dedicated their time and efforts to teaching the youth and the children of our church. So we'd like to take some time to thank all of them. If any of you are a Sunday school teacher or have helped out this year in the Sunday school classroom, would you mind coming forward at this time? In appreciation, I found a little poem that I think sort of expresses our appreciation for all that you have done for us. To our Sunday school teachers, there's a time and a place that's special each week where we're eager to learn of the word that we seek. The lessons are studied and scripture is read, but let us go back a few days instead. Your week is so busy and filled with to-dos, like everyone else, not a minute to lose. Your family, your business, your work never ending. Your precious few minutes, you're ever still lending. But you make the time to prepare for Sunday when you know someone will listen to the words that you say. So with God's special guidance, with prayer and with time, you prepare for each Sunday the word we can find. Thank you for giving us an hour each week, knowing it is the word of the Lord that we seek. And today we are blessed and grow more each day because you dedicate your love to the Lord in this way. We wouldn't have Sunday school if it weren't for you. So today we say thank you for all that you do. Thank you.
And that thank you extends to Lori and Gina up here presenting, who are also our lead Sunday school. Thank you.
The Old Testament lesson is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through 8, on page 581 in your pew Bible and projected on the screen. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And the New Testament lesson is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our middle hymn this morning is In Christ Alone. Please stand as we sing together.
My hope.
Well, this is Youth Sunday, certainly a different sort of Sunday morning for us here at the church, and one that we have a great time with every year. Different kinds of music chosen by the students, scripture lifted up from them, the whole service sort of reverberating with the energy that comes from our children and youth, the new life that they bring. And it's also our tradition on Youth Sunday to have senior reflections from graduating seniors, those who have finished, come up through the church and have graduated from high school and are moving on to next things. This morning I want to introduce to you someone you already know, Philip Jumpo. He just graduated from high school, he's going to college, and we welcome him this morning to speak. Philip.
Good morning. Okay, let's be honest for a minute. I think we can all agree that the idea of waking up early and being dragged to church does not settle well for most children. As young children, it was hard for us to fully appreciate church the way we do now. I think I, more than most children, can speak fully to that statement. Before my family attended Providence Presbyterian Church, we attended a decent-sized Ghanaian Pentecostal church. If anyone here has ever attended an African church service, they know how much mental and physical endurance it takes to last 3 to 4 hour services. Even though I did cross country during most of my high school career, I believe most of my calf muscle strengthening was from standing through half hour praise and tree and hour long worship sessions. Nothing against Pentecostal churches, but you can rest assured that I was greatly pleased to have arrived at Providence Presbyterian Church about 8 years ago. My first Providence Presbyterian service went a bit like this. My brother Nathan and I were sent downstairs in anticipation to the Youth Sunday School. We were greeted by a class of new faces and Pastor Miller's wife, Hannah. Out of all the verses, chapters, stories, and lessons in the Bible, that day the class was learning about Philip and Nathaniel. That was my first sign that my family belonged to this church. When Sunday school was over, we were sent upstairs to return to our parents as they sang a final hymn. When the congregation finished the song, everyone exited out of the sanctuary in a single line, through the middle. I thought to myself, that's it? It's not even noon and we're done with church? I like this. It took me a while to get accustomed to the punctual but prompt manner of Presbyterians. As I got older, I began to see more and more great things about this church besides the length of the service. Through confirmation classes, rides, tutoring, and more, I learned that Presbyterians are never hesitant to help. Many of you know that I'm an introverted person and I don't ask for help a lot. This church has taught me that it's okay to ask for help sometimes, and that there are people in your life who are willing to help you with anything. From various rides home from Pastor Dave, Pastor Chris, and many others of you in the audience today, to the college letter of recommendation from Ed Fitzpatrick, you've all helped me in a myriad of ways. The members of this church, my aunties and uncles of the Ghanaian community, my family and friends have all helped me get through a tough 4 years of private school. Since I was in seventh grade, I had one goal and one goal only, to go to Syracuse University. One person who was instrumental in this journey was my mother, who is the most respected person in my life. Her hard work ethic never failed to impress me. Her working overtime multiple times a week to pay a lump sum tuition motivated me to get good grades. We've been through a lot together, and I think that's what makes this experience special. I remember a time when she was running her uniform store from 11 to 5 until 5 in the evening, and then working overnight 11 to 7 in the morning. Mind you, from 5 to 9, she was not sleeping, but rather cooking and doing other duties. So thank you, Mom, and thanks to everyone here in the sanctuary that helped me achieve my goal. We've been through so much as a church. Since I've been in this church, we've grown in number and diversity. We've experienced the morose yet joyful cycle of creation and death. We've experienced a new pastor. We've experienced physical changes in the building. we've experienced multiple mission outreaches. The transition of this church is one that has made a lasting impact on my life. The most important transition, though, was that this church went from being my church to my family. I'm proud to stand here today and thank everyone in this congregation for helping me. So thank you.
Well said, Philip. I couldn't have said it any better, actually. I remember, like, at least 10 years ago, I was here giving the same speech. I don't think I said anything as good as he did. Good job, Philip. Your family, and I know the church too, are very proud of you. I am proud of you. In some ways, in a lot of ways, actually, you too are my role model. And I appreciate you, and I hope and I wish you all the best as you go off to college. All right. So, we all know who Philip Giampo is now, right? But I wonder, do you know who is sitting next to you? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. And so, I'm going to give you the opportunity to go and meet somebody new. I'm giving you 1 minute. Go out, hang out, find somebody, and meet them. Seconds. Five, four, three,
never get them back now.
Two, one. How was that? Good. How many of you introduce yourself by names? Almost everyone here. Okay. How many say where you're from? Okay. Well, so that I'm not the odd one, let me introduce myself. My name is Kwame Giampo. I am originally from Ghana, West Africa. But you see, I am more than just my name and where I am from. To Letitia T.T. and Philip Giampo, I am a son. To Nathan and Philip Giampo Jr., I am a brother, in some ways a role model. To this church, I am a newly ordained elder. Oh. So you see, there's more to my name, and I am pretty sure there's more to your name. Who are you today? Who am I? Let's pray. Creator of heaven and earth, maker of all creations, in your image you created us all equal. Open our eyes so we may see, open our ears so we may hear, and most importantly, open our hearts so we may feel the presence of the Holy Spirit and the message we are about to receive. Amen. Who am I? Who are you? These are questions we ask ourselves growing up. Today is Youth Sunday. It is an opportunity for the youth to participate in the church in new, taking on new roles. It was awesome to see the godly play kids up here singing. It was good to see the ladies up here singing. It's great to hear our youth lead and see that our youth lead the worship service. So today we see is a teachable moment in our lives and in the life for our youth. There will be other many opportunities to grow, but it is important that we teach our youth at this age spiritual teachings and provide spiritual guidance, because for some people, it's a long life journey in search of who they truly are. For others, they are blessed to figure out who they really are at a very young age. But we are reminded in 2 Timothy that continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how, and know from your childhood the sacred writings. So we all agree that today is important. Amen? So, coming back to the question, who am I and who are you? I thought hard. I did. And then I finally realized we are all like pencils. It doesn't make sense to you, does it? I'll tell you why we are all like pencils. I am like a pencil, just like you are like a pencil, because like pencils, everything we do leaves a mark. Okay? Everything we will do will always leave a mark. Only you can fulfill the purpose which you were born to accomplish. What marks have you made today? What marks will you make tomorrow? Are you proud of the marks you have made? If not, it's okay. Because just like a pencil, we can always correct our mistakes. Our sins can be forgiven when we pray for forgiveness and repent from our ways. So never allow yourself to get discouraged and think that your life is insignificant and cannot be changed. Would you say these two pencils are the same? Quick poll, are these two pencils the same? Well, does it matter that one is longer than the other? Does it matter what color these are? Does it matter that one has a big eraser? I tell you, it really doesn't matter. It's not what is on the outside that matters. It is what is in the inside that matters. It's the lead in the pencils that leave a mark. So, without this lead, without knowing who you really are, and without being who you really are, you are almost like a pencil without lead. Therefore, always remember that the most important part of you is who you are and what is inside of you. And just like pencils, we all need to be constantly sharpened. We die at some point, physical death, spiritual, emotional, and everything. And usually it's by trials and tribulations. But those may be our dying moments, and we need to be sharpened. We are really dull. In life, we will undergo painful sharpening, but it is by such that we will be made better. Lastly, to be a pencil, we must allow ourselves to be held and guided by the hands that hold us. Allow yourself to be guided by the hand that holds you, whether it is God, through faith, Jesus Christ, the church, community, family members, no matter who it is, allow yourself to be held and guided. With all this said, I reintroduce myself. My name is Kwame Jumpo, but I am more than my name. To Lauren Huggin, I am her boyfriend. Yeah. I have my mother here, my father, I have family here, I have friends here. I am more than my name. I am like a pencil. Amen. please stand and join me in the affirmation of faith? I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He descended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. Now is the time in the service where we give our offering to God.
Please remain standing for our final hymn today, Blessed Be the Name, led by our youth.
Blessed be the name of the Lord indeed. You have heard the good news. Go out there and be the best pencils you can be.
Amen.
Amen.